on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. It's me, your own Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, the place to be. I'm host of the Salua Show, where we speak up about social issues, musicians, creative journeys, and other voices that are often overlooked in mainstream media. We invite you weekly to listen up and act upon what you hear. I want to acknowledge that our show, the work at this station, takes place on the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh people. I want you to know that one of the things offering access to anyone, and particularly musicians, writers of Indigenous ancestry, to learn through the workshops that are given here, the training that's given here, to access the media, because radio is a very important way of letting people not only know about the 92 Acts of Reconciliation, but to get involved in doing them. Today, we got a happy historical feast for you as we activate the energy of 8 notable Canadian musicians of African descent. Again, our station often plays things of lesser known people or less known facts, and we're going to be bringing out some facts about these 8 people. We're going to start out telling you about Portia White. Portia White was a jazz singer and pianist who was active in the 1940s and 1950s. She was known for her powerful voice and her ability to swing. Portia White was a pioneer for Black women in jazz, and she helped pave the way for artists like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. Bet you didn't know that. She was also known for spiritual music and gospel. Other notable facts about Portia White is that she was born in Montreal, Quebec in 1911 to Jamaican parents. She began her music career as a pianist, but she eventually switched to singing. Portia performed in clubs and concert halls across North America and Europe. She recorded several albums, including Portia White Sings and Portia White with the Oscar Peterson Trio. And you're going to notice in the 8 people that we're highlighting today that there are some interconnections intergenerationally among these artists. We're going to hear a little bit of Portia's blues. Don't you be blue. Don't you be shy while you listen to these blues. Start looking for that donate button on our website and contribute to the being able to hear the range of eclectic music you hear here on CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF Radio streaming worldwide. Thank you. Now, we've heard a little bit of Portia's Blues as a volunteer, show host, producer. I contribute my time. I am a volunteer. The work that I do in nutrition and health are things that I make $60-$70 an hour for. So I contribute the same amount of time to the station, but I don't charge anything. I believe in the power of public media. I believe in the power of people listening to something and then acting upon what they heard, speaking out as these musicians we're talking about played out. The second musician that I'm going to talk about today is Jackie Shane. Jackie Shane was a Canadian singer and songwriter who was popular in the 1960s. Some of you don't remember the 60s, and some of you do. We can have an intergenerational conversation about the 60s. She was known for her gender-bending style and her soulful voice. Shane was a groundbreaking artist who helped to break down barriers for LGBTQ people in music. Some other notable facts about her: she was born in Hope, Arkansas. Now, if you were born in Arkansas in the 40s, you really need to have hope to get out of there and survive. She was born to African-American parents. She moved to Toronto, Canada in the early 1960s. Shane released her debut album, Jackie Shane Live, in 1963. The album was a critical and commercial success, and it spawned several hits that were singles, including Any Other Way and Something You Get, Something You Got. Get it? Shane retired from music in the late 1960s, but she returned to the stage in 2010. She died in 2019 at the age of 78. I'm going to let you hear a bit of that because we're broadening your musical knowledge, broadening your taste in music, and certainly your ability to say that you know or are familiar with some of the people of African descent who contributed to Canadian music. Okay, let's hear a little bit of Any Other Way. We want you to think about some of the things, the most four notable characteristics of CJSF. One is the support of campus activities such as the SFU Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office Campaign, and is known for conducting a continuous recruitment campaign for volunteers who have the opportunity to learn and participate in any area of radio they are passionate about. Now, let me say this as a person that's had 77 turns around the earth. Yes, I am 77, sporting the purple and gray. And I went to film school in retirement age at 65, and I found a lot of people were prejudiced against older people. They didn't want to give you a break. But when I saw the sign on the window, it was when the radio station was not down in the basement, but was on the ground level. And I saw a sign about volunteers, and it said that if you volunteer, you get training in any area, pretty much a cross-section of all the areas of producing a radio show. And they meant it. I went through the training. People didn't say, hey, boomer. People were very friendly, and it was well organized. And so in 2019, I graduated to having my own show, the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, Saluau show. And I was mentored by three young women who now have their own individual shows, but, you know, mentored in some of the technology. I am not a friend of the keyboard. I used to be afraid of it, but I've learned how to use the switches. And it's really because there is a very good commitment to training volunteers. And I recommend anyone who would just like to follow their dream to maybe hear their music, hear their comments, hear their science program, whatever it is that you like to do on radio, even if it's just listening to music that other people send in. This is a great thing that's offered through CJSF. And one of the things we ask you to donate for, because even though the training is free, there are resource books bought, there are producers, artists, guest artists from the community, people who are coming in and working with people on the technology as well as the research organizing that it takes to do a show. Okay, the third thing, see, I talked a long time about volunteers because I'm a happy volunteer. The third thing that the station does is giving local artists, unsigned, self-launched, as well as those from local production companies, an opportunity to have their music considered for airplay. I said considered, it's not guaranteed, but there's a fair opportunity. When you drop off your CD or send a digital copy, someone listens to it. It's not like you hear or sometimes see in the movies, people just sitting the stuff in the round file and it never gets listened to. There is an opportunity. And if you know, and sometimes hear people talking about their career, musicians, speakers, how much money people sometimes pay to get a mentor or pay to make a presentation to someone. And that doesn't happen here. There's really a good, equal, broad opportunity for your music to be heard. There's also an opportunity for local production companies. And when we use the word local, we do mean the Burnaby area of where our station is heard, but also beyond that, we hear and interview people from the other provinces. So local just means it's another way, broadly, that Canadians have an opportunity to hear Canadian music and to be earn their way up into the industry. Fourth thing is bridging the gap between audio and video productions in the downtown studio. Ha-ha! It enables budding artists to launch their work with vibrant interviews and digital products. They can be seen. I told you I'm 77, and I have had a career as a poet in making poetry, videos, and music. And you could spend a lot of money without the kind of support that is here. You could spend a lot of money, run into a lot of charlatans that tell you you need all this and all that, and you don't or may not get your video done. But because of this program that we have, you have an opportunity to work with the downtown studio. Many artists have had a launch of a single hit or a launch of their video. So that is one of the fourth thing that I'm highlighting on why it is important for you to donate. Now, we're going to go back to hearing the eight notable musicians of African descent. The next one that I'm talking about is Salome Bay. Salome Bay was a jazz singer and actress who has been performing for over 50 years. She's known for her wide vocal range and her ability to interpret a variety of musical styles. Salome Bay is a Grammy Award-winning artist who's performed with some of the biggest names in jazz, including Duke Ellington and Miles Davis. She also was a playwright. One of the things that she was known for is Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. And then in some of the special small series that during the 70s and 80s CBC had, she had roles in that. She was born in Newark, New Jersey in 1944 to African-American parents. She moved to Canada in the early 1970s. Salome Bay has released over 20 albums, including Salome and the Salome Bay Collection. She has won numerous awards, including a Juno Award and a Grammy Award. The prolific Miss Bay passed away August 8th of 2020. We're going to hear a bit of Blackbird.
And woe, here I go, swinging low, blah, blah, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she, blah, blah.
That was Blackbird, I'm a Black Woman. What a wonderful time to be together. I'm going to move on with talking about another artist as we have this special program. See, well, I'm asking you to give, but you are getting something too. You're getting an education, an infusion, a delightful morning of new music that you may not have heard or that you might have heard a long time ago. Somebody told you about it. You say, hey, I remember that. Now, this next person, Hal Dugan, is currently known as and performs as Laser Current. He's a Canadian reggae singer, songwriter, and record producer. He's known for his eclectic and innovative sound, which blends reggae with streams and elements of jazz, hip-hop, and electronic music. Laser is a Grammy Award-winning artist who has released several critically acclaimed albums, including Jane Finch and The Current. Dugan was born in Toronto, Canada in 1971 to African-Canadian parents. He began his music career as a session musician, but he eventually transformed to a solid artist. He was a member of the historical group Messenger. Duggan's music is a fusion of reggae, jazz, hip-hop, and electronic music. He is also a successful record producer, and he's worked with artists such as Cardinal Official and Kelly Lee Evans. Both of those are among the eight people that I'm going to be talking about this morning. Laser Current is a vocal advocate for social justice, and his music often addresses issues such as racism, poverty, and inequality. And I'm happy to say he has been on my show, and one of the things he talked about, I asked people what are they passionate about, and he's very passionate about being a good father, raising his son, and making sure he takes advantage of all the different educational things available here in Vancouver. Well, he's in Toronto, but you know what I mean. The song selection is, this is also a music video, Jane Finch. Jane Finch is an area in Toronto that the news, you know, sometimes when there's an area that has problems, every time, anytime there's a problem in the city, like a gang incident or whatever, they will say this area. Jane Finch has been knocked a lot, but in the video, they show love, no cooperative economics occurring among the people, people who might have at one time been divided among gang association or gang colors, people coming together intergenerationally, people helping young mothers with their children, men helping young men to not be on the corner, but to study their books, to ask if they need help with something. So we're going to hear a little bit of that.
Hey baby, saw you from across the way, you know. Wow, you're so beautiful, classy, so unique. Looks like you got it going on, very special.
Finch, she come from Opa, Jane and Finch, Jane and Finch.
a brain panar. Expensive clothes panar. We put the shoes panar. Success they with her. She said look over war. Stay focused now. That's why she reached so far. Met her down a region park. Yeah, yeah. That's where everything starts. Me and her start to talk. The sweet feelings of love start spark. Exquisite to the limit she attempt me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surprised when she tell me she's got so much class, so much style, versatile, beautiful smile, so unique, exquisite. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time we make it park, nothing spark. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Inspired, wasn't that inspiring? You can look up and look into more about Jane Finch. Next, I want to tell you again, this day I'm doing a special gift to you of presenting more facts, notable information about some Canadian musicians of African descent that you may not be aware of, or may not be aware of the depth of contributions they've made to music in Canada. Oscar Peterson. Oscar Peterson was a Canadian jazz pianist who was considered one of the greatest pianists of all time. He was known for his virtuoso techniques and his ability to swing. Peterson was a prolific recording artist who released over 100 albums. He won 7 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. A couple of other notable facts about him. He was born in Montreal, Quebec in 1925 to Barbadian parents. He began playing the piano at a young age, and he was always inspiring. He was a mentor. He loved mentoring. He loved being out in the community, and he loved Canada.